AZ0RRN monitoring. W0OTM, KC0RRN, what's your location now, Marshal? W0OTM, KC0RRN, what's your location, Marshal?
5,000.
Say again? Your location, Marshal. W0OTM, KC0RRN. W0OTM, KC0RRN, what's your location, Marshal?
W0OTM, KC0PUT.
Simply hear it repeat what you transmitted. I haven't heard it repeat.
correct, Patrick, but... at Echo Zero Hotel Golf. KE0HG, Kilowatt Echo Zero Hotel Golf. Yeah, W0OTM, KE0HG. W0OTM, KE0HG. W0OTM, KE0HG. W0OTM, KE0HG. W0OTM, KE0HG. N0XJY, KE0HG.
Is it still up and going, or it looks like it might be?
Well, it's still up there, but I haven't been able to get in there. I can't figure out why. I should be able to get there, but I can't seem to. Where are you at?
Oh, I'm over here by, there we're talking to. I'm over here by Wellman, north of Wellman, about 2 miles.
Well, that guy, that KC0RRN, that's able to make contact with him all the time, he's got an antenna up about 20 feet in the air. It's a 7-element quad, and he's running 75 watts. I don't know how come mine's up about 80 feet.
I'll be darned. So he's still being able to talk to him. I gotta check this off. I've got too much audio going on. Did it kind of land, or did they kind of go where they thought it'd go, or?
That started out south this morning, and then all of a sudden turned back east and then north, so I don't know what the deal is for sure. I suppose I better get off of here in case somebody's able to talk on the thing. I'm certainly not able to. This is KE0HG. The name's Gary, and I'm over here by Hedrick.
Very good, Gary. Nice to meet you. The name's here is Brandon, north of Rome. I've got my phone off, so I suppose I won't bring it up. I don't know where that live payload audio is coming from on the internet. Were you down there for the launch?
No, I didn't go down. I belong to that club, but I didn't go down this morning. I was doing some other stuff here. Anyway, I don't know. Boy, I tell you what, that beacon on 14, on 20 meters, if they'd have left it alone, I could have copied that thing a long ways, I'm sure. Didn't they shut it off?
Right, K0JG, turned it off, Gary, because it was interfering with the APRS on the other. It's K0JGH at home.
I don't know how come I can't get into that stupid thing. I do get into it, but he answers me, but I'm not good enough to hear him.
Well, you just tell if you're getting in, all you got to do is ker-chunk it, and you're going to know rather than just call, because you'll know if you're hearing it. If it's hearing you, when you let up, you'll hear a ker-chunk when it picks up the 30 seconds and retransmits. It's you can kind of tell that way as well.
W0OTM, KC0RRN, I'll copy, over.
See, remember too, guys, this thing's at 69,000, 70,000 feet, so a horizontal antenna may not be the one we need right now. It's the one that's more vertical, or at least elevated. So.
Yeah, you're right. I'm on a vertical beam, but he might be out of range. Zero OTM, KC0RRN, I'll copy. Oh, I give up. I don't think I'm going to make it. KC0RRN, clear.
Well, my experience in chasing the satellites have been that if you can hear it, you can probably get into it, but I think all of our antennas are horizontally, to the Earth, and we're getting now to a point where the altitude is playing a part in what we're getting for enough transmit signal to get into it. So I think if anybody's got satellite working equipment where they've got an elevation on their antenna, then they'd be in pretty good shape. Or, 200 watts to a vertical might be better than a beam.
Oh, yes. Well, you're right. That's what I was thinking too. So anyway, I'll get out of here and appreciate your input there, because I'm pretty sure you're right. KC0RRN.
Hey, good day. I'm down at northeast Potomac, south of Hedrick. Name is Glenn. Go ahead.
Yeah, Glenn, you got Jim, Juliet, India Mike up here in Richland.
Okay, very good. Well, nice to hear you, and I don't know, that the call sign seemed like maybe I'd heard it around, but not very often anyway, so get loose, Ray. Come on down. Maybe go over to the Washington Club, not sure. Nice to hear you in there. You made it in about as far as anybody over this way, and I think it was all a matter of, I think Gary there said you had the quad, and so there may have been a bit more, height wasn't the issue off the ground. I think it was more or less a notion if we could all run out and turn our antennas more pointed skyward, it may help at this point. But looks like about 16 miles an hour, so the thing's slowing down. That's going to be helpful that maybe Marshall's not going to have a boat to go get this. And they're getting to 70,000. I think he's shooting for 94,000 feet. So they got a little ways to go, but at 15 miles an hour, I would say there's a pretty good chance that that's not going to get over Lake Michigan unless it really starts picking up going more eastwardly, because it's slowing down now. It's going